funders for the activities that you plan to undertake post-funding. Pause the video here, study the marketing sheet, and start filling your business-specific numbers. Next is the manpower cost. To start forecasting the manpower cost, you have to follow three simple steps. Step 1. Identify the key functions of your business, such as technology, marketing, operations, finance, etc. Start putting down these numbers and you require in each of these key functions. Step 2 is to ramp up the people requirement rationally over the next 18 months. If you notice in the template, we have divided key resources required under key function areas. We will start with the current team members and ramp up the requirement. Example, we currently don't have an SEO expert in our marketing team, but we intend to onboard one immediately post-funding. We also intend to increase the number of creative associates and content writers in the month 3 of our projections period. Step 3 is to assume realistic salaries for each function. The assumption is arrived at from market data. Example, a good developer would cost anywhere between 1 lakh to 2 lakh per month. Assume that cost, repeat this for every function. Finally, all you have to do is to multiply the number of